April is Cancer Awareness Month, and this year the Jamaica Cancer Society is placing particular focus on cervical cancer. Coming up, gynecologist Dr. Wendell Guthrie explains how cervical cancer can be prevented. Dr. Guthrie was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. He starts off by describing the procedure called a pap smear.
It is really, it has undergone evolution in that at first you use something like a spatula, almost like a fudge stick, and literally scrape cells off the surface of the cervix. And over years, most people now use a little brush, which is soft. And so when you hear the word scrape, it sounds a little abrasive. So women will get scraped. So we don't really scrape cervix anymore. We collect a sample of cells, And then we have even other method. So when the brush is used to sample the cells, it is put on a glass slide. The slide is sprayed to fix it, and the name of the person is put on it, and it is sent to the experts, the cytologists, pathologists, to be read, and it is either going to be normal or abnormal.
So this is a preventable?
Yes, you are right. The thing about the screening should not be done to detect cancer. Cancer of the cervix, they are what we call precancerous lesions. And these precancerous changes in themselves have different methods of treatment to prevent them going on to become cancer. So here we are dealing with something that you have nowhere else in the body. It is, if I was going to put my neck on the block, I would say the only ideal screening test is pap smear, because it can pick up precancer, and precancer can be treated before it becomes cancer. It can pick up abnormalities that if you biopsy it, you might still catch it before it becomes cancer. Then there are other parts of screening that makes it an ideal test. One, it should be inexpensive. Two, it should be easily available. Three, it shouldn't be too invasive. Although women won't agree with that, because they see that's looking in the vagina as being invasive, but it's not invasive compared to gastroscopy or colonoscopy or anything like that, because the cervix is easily seen. So, and having said that, for the public, the cervix is a lower part of the womb, and this is where the period flow through the vagina to the outside. So there's a little instrument that doctors, gynecologists, nurses, caregivers use to separate the wall of the vagina, called a speculum. And so when you do that and use this instrument, you can look straight at the cervix. Now, that is where you will smear. And the cervix, the consistency of it, it has a sort of outer part. It's almost like the stem of a pear. And you look straight head on at the pear stem, and you break out the stem, it's that little hole. That is how the cervix almost look when you pass a speculum.
So important, you mentioned those three features, the easy accessibility, affordability, and non-invasive.
Yes, affordable. What is very important, and we should always say that, is that it can pick up things long before it becomes cancer.
Absolutely.
Because if you ask the average person why you do a pap smear and they say to find cancer,
that's
too late,
right? Absolutely.
We don't really want to get it that time.
And a pap smear costs about what?
I would say on average, I would guess $2,500. That is the smear itself. Of course, you come to a gynecologist, you pay for consultation plus pap smear plus all. So there's a range. And you have some smears that might be a little bit more expensive. For example, there's a smear that is done in a liquid, and it is called a liquid-based cytology, where the brush, rather than put it on a slide, it is put in a liquid, and it has advantages in that it can centrifuge out all the blood and the infection, and you get a cleaner smear. And on top of that, you can send whatever you have there to do a DNA to find out what type of virus it is that causes problem. And we'll have to come to that too.
So you would urge all women to
do their pap smears, yes. And if you are tested, you are going to be either negative, and then you can do your smear at a certain interval. Now, we recommend annually, but it has been shown that if you have had 2 or 3 regular normal smears, you can go 2 years and even 3 years, because this thing doesn't just drop from the sky. It's a slow change.
Gynecologist Dr. Wendell Guthrie speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.